to show him out of class. You could never yell at a kid out of class. It's no, sir. He said so. Yeah, Rizal is a big enough authority. If he said not to do it, you got to be a lunatic to know that he said not to do it. You're going to go ahead and do it anyway. You're not going to be more religious than him. You're not going to be a better parent. And I'm saying nothing. There's no excuse conceivable. If a kid does anything to get you angry, if you're in class, then you're not allowed to hit him and you're not allowed to say anything to him until your class finishes. And if you're in caste, you gotta ask yourself, are you permitted to be in caste? That's also, it's avi avay satomah. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a person who talks to a person who's a caste son is an avi avay zohar. Not just the one who gets into caste is an avay zohar. If you talk to him, to that kind of person, chas v'shalom, you're an avi avay zohar. So I'm saying, everybody should know that this is worth davening for. If a person sees that this is a problem, you have to daven never to fall into chaos, and certainly never, no matter what a kid does. Baruch Nias, a kid disturbs davening. If a kid, you're a Milishon Esrei, you can't say anything to him. And the kid disturbs the whole rest of a shul for Shon Esrei, he's a bad boy, he did something wrong and everything. You hit him out of chaos, you're also bad. He broke the Torah, you broke the Torah. What are you any different from him? You wait till the chaos is over, you explain to him what he did wrong. And when you're hitting, it's nothing uncontrollable. It's not a hitting with anger. It's a hitting purely to be mekayim, the mitzvah of vaychiach techiach samisecha. You're responsible to teach him the right way. He's under your care. If you don't do it, chas v'shalom, Hashem gives you a patch, because then it's your fault that he's doing the sins. But if you do it out of chaos, number one, you're guaranteed that it won't work. Whatever discipline you're going to try to give, it won't work. And again, you're going against one of the biggest rabbonim that ever lived. There's a whole paddock on Gidur Bonin. Everything to know about raising kids. I'm saying, obviously, this isn't a joke. It's something you have to know what you're doing.
Are you allowed to say Shemesra?
Definitely not. I'm saying, unless somebody gives me any ideas to where they got that from. If the snake is going up your foot, you're not allowed to move. Not you're not allowed to say Shemesra, you're not allowed to move. Where does anybody get, you're not allowed to look out in the Lashon HaSeir. Somebody else is making noise. Even I'm saying, not just if it's somebody else's kid. If it's your own kid where you're responsible, no hefker still. Everybody is mechuyev in Shemoneh Esrei. You're in Hashem's room. You're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to look. There's very little you're permitted to do in the Lashon HaSeir other than say Shemoneh Esrei. Again, honestly, unless anybody else knows differently. To me, I don't see where there's avenir.
I'm saying if the kid's sitting on a chair and he falls off and
right. Again, Rebbe's all said one situation. If there's a question of pikuach nefesh or a suffix pikuach nefesh, that's it. That's what the case was there. Somebody fainted. They didn't know. When somebody faints, you could wait a minute before doing something, before splashing water on them or something. That minute, the person can pass away. So it was a suffik pikuach nefesh. Suffik pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, is deicha anything. There the Torah steps aside. Because the Torah was made for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Not Klal Yisrael was made for the sake of the Torah. The whole Torah was written for the benefit of Bnei Yisrael. In priority sequence, the Jew comes first. That's what Amos is also saying with the Halachas. That's the taich of the mitzvah pikuach nefesh deicha kol haTorah. That the purpose of the Torah is to serve Klal Yisrael. So if the two come into conflict, there's no question aside that the Torah, there's no question that the Torah steps aside. But anything else, chas v'shalom.
Is there any difference between suffix pikuach nefesh and pikuach nefesh?
No, not that I know of. As far as I know, generally, those, in other words, that's something that people aren't aware of. Yeah,
what that mind about? About
8:15.
8:24
is the right. We'll daven about 8:15, 8:20. That's it. But most ways, you have to do it in a way where you're not going to disturb someone else. Again, each person has to understand you wouldn't want anyone to hurt you or cover you. You got to be careful not to hurt someone else. Right. Can you clap to get them quiet?
Yeah,
you have to show me where you would get some. In other words, unless somebody can tell me, I can't imagine it happening.
A kavona?
Nothing to do with telling someone else to be calling. In other words, if you're conscious that they're talking, you're sick. And I don't mean you, I mean me. We're all, unfortunately, on such a low level that we're not mekayim what Rabbeinu Zal says. Rabbeinu Zal says that when you're davening bechlal, halachas tamah v'kamah shmoneh esrei, you have to be capable of blotting out any other human being in that room. And if you can't do it, then bend down. And you're not the big, big tzaddik that you think you are. We're, 1 minute, we're very, very small. However, Rabbi Zal said, so that's not a head to the go make noise during Shmoneh Esrei, because you're going to say, well, they're all supposed to be tzaddikim and they shouldn't hear me. Baloney. That's also stupid. But at the same time, there is no, I can't, unless somebody can tell me differently, I don't think there's any kind of hetter to say shh or to move. If a kid is moving and banging against the wall, nothing. You have to fight and have to have nothing. You have nothing to do with that. You're standing in front of Hashem. That kid is competing with Hashem, and you say the kid wins. You're going to be in the same spirit, period.
Didn't Ben Zal say even this day that he can be distracted?
Definitely. However, he wrote in his sefer that the level that a person is supposed to try to achieve in tefillah is where you can knock out any person in the room.
For example, the crying kid, people say, kid's right next to him, his eyes closed and everything, let us just bend down, maybe pick the kid up or something like that.
I don't think, I don't think so. Unless somebody, in other words, unless you tell me that some basic says differently, I honestly don't think so. If a snake is going up your leg, you don't let him move. Kids crying.
How would you know if a snake going up your leg? You feel it or something?
Exactly.
And what about a scorpion? How would you know?
Then you're allowed to move. You would feel.
How would you know?
You would notice it, you know, out of the corner of your eye or something like that. Or somebody would yell out to you.
It's supposed to be the Kabbalah, but yeah, I guess.
Somebody else is not happening to this way, they notice it. There's possibilities. I don't think so, honestly. Although you're going to say, but he's being Machdi Sarav, you're going to say, so what, I'm a tzaddik, I can't get out of Shmoneh Esrei, but he's disturbing 20 other people. In this case, I don't think there's a hesitant to move. Unless, check the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe I didn't see something. Check in Mishnah Berurah or any of those places if there's any kind of situation listed that you're allowed to move. I honestly don't think so.
I wonder if you snap fingers a lot. How much is that allowed for a child?
What, snap fingers to get him quiet?
Yeah.
Why? I'll snapping your fingers on a Shabbos?
Once hearing something like that, you're not supposed to do it. And I gave that example for a child.
Where? Rebbe's not said it, or you saw it in
Kitzur? I think I saw in Kitzur.
That could be, we don't do that. In Kitzur, you're not supposed to, in other words, in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to clap hands during davening. Right. And Rebbe's not said, I'll peek in, we do this. If he said not to snap fingers, then don't do it, period. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's go. And this applies to men and women about disciplining with caste. A person can't say, I'm a woman, so I'm allowed. No way. You're going to hurt the child, you're going to hurt yourself, chas v'shalom.
Sure, we did.
Okay. We're up to Torah Resh Tes Zayin, 216. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Da, you should know, ki ha-philosophim koirim la-hateva eim kol choy, that the philosophers refer to nature as the mother of all creation." This concept of mother nature, even today, you have that terminology that's used, that they refer to Teva as a concept of mother of every living thing. Eim kol choy, that's the point that Rabbeinu is stressing here. Va'anachnu al yedei tefiloseinu anu mevatlin ha-teva. And we, through our tefillah, we are mevatel Teva. Ki ha-teva mechayev kach, because nature would dictate that the following pattern should take place. Validei ha-tefillah nishtane ha-teva, and through tefillah we alter the course of nature. Veze bechinas chai brochois ha-tefillah chutz birkas haminim. This is the concept of Shmoneh Esrei, the 18 brochois of Shmoneh Esrei, which is the most important part of the tefillah. Excluding Birkas Haminim, excluding V'lam Al Shinim, there's 18 brachos.
Shaydei Chai Birchon through these 18 brachos. In other words, why specifically this number 18? For tefillah, Shemayin Esrei, whenever the Gemara uses the term tefillah, it means Shemayin Esrei. Stam tefillah, Shemayin Esrei. Why? Ki Shaydei Chai Birchon Mevatlin Hateva Ein Kochoi. Through these 18 brachos of tefillah, through tefillah, we wipe out nature, which is also called Chai, Ein Kol Chai, this concept of 18. Umachniin, umevatlin, haminim, vohapikursim. And we nullify and we wipe out the minim and the apikursim. So note, Rabbein Zal here, just on the side, is slipping in another chiddush. The fact that we have 18 brachos plus 1, it's 18 plus 1, plus a 19th, which is volam al shinim. Rabbein Zal is emphasizing that what's the whole ikar of tefillah? The ikar of tefillah is to counter apikursis, minim, apikursim, kfira, kleifer and Hashem, emun in Mother Nature, chas v'shalom. Tefillah counters that. What counters it? Specifically the number 18 in tefillah, the 18 brachos, excluding berkas haminim. Because of these 18 are what counter the minim and apikursim. The minim and apikursim are this concept of kfira, belief in Mother Em Kol Chai. With the 18 other brachos, we counter the effect of this concept of minim, apikursim. Halavai, we should be zechet to tefillah, to daven in a manner where we're able to alter the course of nature in whatever way we need it. How do you explain? What does it mean?
What did you say?
Nature.
Saying that through the tefillah, we're about all nature. Like
meaning that nature would dictate this nature, meaning the ma'areches ha-mazolos, that by Hashem there is a concept of mazolos in heaven which dictate how things should take place to a degree. Yesh mazel l'avei v'skechav. The Goyim have mazel, meaning there is a pattern in which things are supposed to take place, and that's it, period. By Yidden, we go above mazel, we with tefillah go above mazel. Although we say that a person's zivug is dictated from the beginning of creation, and bias zulaplani, and Rosh Hashanah is dictated how much parnos you're going to make, still, we disregard even that. Even what we're told that Hashem has dictated, we ignore, and we're misfiling. With tefillah, we plan to alter whatever has already been established. Due to whatever reason that Hashem has locked things into such a pattern, we plan to alter it through our tefillah in our favor.
Right.
On a personal level and on a kolius level, for Klal Yisrael.
Does that conflict what we say, everything is through
Hashem's
practice?
Yeah.
It's not like, we'll go a little tenor with
Hashem. The fact remains that Hashem is still supervising everything that takes place.
Right.
But there still is this concept of a baskel that comes out and says, bas pleni l'pleni. That's the case. What the H do you daven for? What the H are you davening for if it's said very, very clearly that this is to this? So you can change it. You can better it. The word baloney, you can better it. Through tefillah, you can better anything. You can change everything. And this is the example that Shulchan Aruch gives, that Tisha B'Av, about making weddings in that area. Why? Because Shema Yechatfenu Acher. So the Aruch says, what do you mean Shema Yechatfenu Acher? How could, if it's already declared that this man goes to this woman, how? The answer is with tefillah. With tefillah, you can alter whatever, even what is locked in. Al pisayid, we understand this a little better. Rav Moshe Zalman Kadei Halacha says, what are we talking about here? There's two things. Hateva is bigimatria elikim. Hateva is elikim, which is bina, which is aim kolchai, mother. Mother is bina. There is this concept of Elikim, Din, Tzimtzum, whereby things are laid out a certain way, things are constricted in a certain way, and locked into a certain pattern. This is the way Hashem has set things up. This is the normal course. The normal course is Elikim. Through Tefillah, we attempt to arouse the Yud Gimel Sharei Chesed, the 13 gates of Chesed, the 13 Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachmim. Through tefillah, we try to overrule this whole concept of hateva. Hateva is din. We try to draw on chesed, which is above din. We believe b'emunah shleimah that the chesed is above the din. So if within the midah of bina, if within the midah of gvura, I'm supposed to have this kind of tzimtzum, this lack of parnosua, this lack of zivug, or this or that, I believe that through tefillah I can go above that. Vatispal el chano al Hashem. I can go above the bechina of din, the zeranpin, where the simsum Hashem is yud kevav ke zeranpin. I can go above to atik, to above zeranpin, and draw a yeshua from there. Draw any kind of chesed, you know, super chesed that I need from there.
In other words, listen, you're saying that
feel
is like a form of ratzai?
Right, ratzai, 100%. And that's why in Shmoneh Esrei, the ikar is 13 brachos. You have three in the beginning, three at the end that never change. In the middle, you have 13, basically. You know, you have 13 brachos, which are correspond to the Yud Gimel Yud Hei Shalach. I'm trying to arouse the 13 Yud Gimel Yud Hei Shalach. On Shabbos, we only have one. On Shabbos, we have seven brachos. Three on one side, three on the other, and one in the middle. Because Shabbos is the bechina of Ato Echod, the Shimcho Echod. I mean, Shabbos is where all 13 are Nechav and one. Echod, the word Echod, which is one, is Begimatria 13. During the weekdays, there's a concept of Pirud. It's Nifrat. It branches out into 13 branches. Asking for das, this, that, on Shabbos, it's all nisachid. Shabbos is this concept of achdus. Everything comes together, merges into one. Not that Shabbos is on a lower level, Shabbos is on a higher level. Shabbos, it's not that we leave out. In that one bracha is nichlal, all the other 13 brachas. It has about das, and this, and that, you know, the whole thing. Period. Okay, that's the concept of tefillah. Next. Baruch Hashem, Torah Reish Yud Zayin. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on a pasuk at the end of Malachi, where the Navi says to the Jews, Zichru Torah Moshe, remember the Torah of, not Zichru Torah Hashem, Zichru Torah Moshe, remember the Torah that was taught to you by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Zal says, Rosh Tevois Tammuz, Chosar Vav. Now note coincidentally, we're coming towards the end of the month of Sivan now. The next month we're going into is Tammuz. We're going to learn a little bit about Tammuz today. Rabbeinu Zal says, Zichru Torah Moshe Rosh Tevois Tammuz Chosar Vav. The word Tammuz should be spelled Tof Mem Vav Zayin. The words Zichru Torah Moshe are the first letters make up the word Tammuz, besides the Vav. The Vav is missing. Ki Oz B'Tammuz, because specifically in this month of Tammuz, the month of Tammuz is the most important month where a person has to daven to be zeichet to have a good memory, zikoroin de kedusha, versus shikha. Ki oz nishave hashikha, because it's in the month of Tammuz that this klala, this curse, this problem of shikha came down to the world. Kimay shem razal, as the Gemara says, ne'eruvin. Sorry. Because it was through the first set of luchos which were broken during the month of Tammuz, that's what brought shikha into the world. As the Gemara says in Eruvin, if not for the fact that the first luchos were broken, the Torah would never have been forgotten from the Jews. The Jews, whatever they would have learned, they would always have remembered. It's the fact that the luchos were broken that brought shikha into the world. V'alkein choser vav mitamuz. That's why bedafka, the vav, is missing from the word tamuz here, kanal. Ki me'achar shenishtabru haluchos nistalek havav. Because the breakage of the luchos is a concept of the vav going away. Ki haluchos heim bechinas vav. Because the luchos are a concept of the letter vav. Kamei Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, haluchos orkon vav v'rochbon vav. The dimensions of the luchos were a length of 6 and a width of 6. Note, which letter in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to Torah? The vav, Tiferes, Talmud Torah. Tiferes is a vav. We say this miras on Shabbos morning. No, about the I'll teach us the inon os b'shmei kefilo klisha. Yigalam tame de betresar name. He will reveal to us the secret of the 12 breads. The inon os b'shmei, which are a letter in Hashem's name, kefilo uklisha, doubled over and folded over. Because the Vav is Vav, corresponding to the 12 breads. That's the luchos, which are this alkon vav, varachbon vav, the soy, the teira hakdoshim. Lachmosh, lachu lachmu balachni, lachmosh shel teira. The teira many times is compared to bread. That's this letter of vav in Hashem's name. So because the vav was broken in Tammuz, that's why the vav is not there. It was broken. It was destroyed, chas v'shalom. That's one remez in this pasuk, zichru teiras Moshe. Rabbi Nizal says, Gam Zman Matan Teiraseinu Roshei Teves Tammuz. Also, the words Zman Matan Teiraseinu are also the Roshei Teves Tammuz. Ki betamuz nitnu haluchos, k'moshe amar Hazal, because we know that the luchos were given in the month of Tammuz. The fact remains that the luchos were given in the month of Tammuz. So that's why it's called Zman Matan Teiraseinu. It's another form of Matan. There was a Matan Teira that took place on Shavuos. There was another Matan Teira that took place in Tammuz. V'gam kanu choser vav, and here too the vav is missing. Machmas she'oz nishtabru haluchay she'im chinas vav. Because it's this, at this time of the giving of the Torah, that the luchos were broken, the vav disappeared, that's why the vav is missing. Period.
They were broken this month and they would return?
No, they were given in this month. Moshe Rabbeinu brought them down from Har Sinai to give to the Jews. When he saw them worshipping the Eagle, that's when he broke it. So the fact remains that they were given, they were presented in that month, Zman Matan Teiraseinu, and also Shitra came into the world, therefore there's an implied warning, Zichru Teiras Moshe, when the month of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz is the most important month for a person to be mispalel for zikara and dikdusha. And about this, go ahead.
So what happened was the first time that Hashem gave the Torah was in Tammuz?
No, was Hashem taught the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai on Shavuos. That's when he spoke the Ten Commandments. He spoke the first two, Moshe Rabbeinu finished them off. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven and learned for 40 days and 40 nights from Shavuos. 40, count from Shavuos. 40 days and 40 nights later, you get to Shavuos or Batamos. It was at the culmination of that 40-day learning period that Moshe Rabbeinu came down to earth to present this physical item, the Luchos, to Bnei Israel. During that 40-day interim period, they miscalculated. Vayiram ki boishesh Moshe, the vav is missing of boishesh, boishesh, the sixth hour, the whole pagam in the letter vav. The whole pagam there was in the letter vav. What was the result? Shavuos haluchos. He came down, he saw them worshipping the idol, he broke the luchos. So he came down, it was a concept of a zman matan teira, right? But it was also a time it was broken and Shikha came into the world, therefore we say Zichru Teiras Moshe. Understand? Both are Tammuz.
And then Yom Kippur was a...
Then he went up for another 40 days and 40 nights to ask for forgiveness. That was the second 40 days. He came back down, then he went up for a third 40 days and 40 nights. And it was after the third 40 days and 40 nights that Hashem said, Solachti Kivarecha, and that was Yom Kippur. If you count from Tammuz, 80 days, from Shavuos Tammuz, 80 days, you have Yom Kippur.
And,
right?
And so when did he come down with the second luchos?
On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. I'm not positive. Unless he came down with them just a second.
Whole month of an L. 60. 10, 70.
I know, but the question is, when did he come down with the second luchos? Was it after the second 40 days or after the third 40 days?
After the second, we just for forgiveness.
No, the forgiveness, the final forgiveness came after the third 40 days, 80 days on Yom Kippur, by Emor Hashem, Slatik Yitvanecha. I don't remember offhand. Whether he gave him the second request was Yom Kippur, I think it was Yom Kippur.
And when did they say Nasr and Nishma?
Martin Taylor, Sibo.
Oh, right.
Okay. Now we're going to branch off over here. We don't usually do this, but I saw on this Taylor specifically, there's a letter in Alma Trufa that's spectacular, and there's a letter from Rav Kocha Leizal that's spectacular, a letter written about this Torah specifically, so we're going to mention it. The letter from Rav Kocha Leizal, there's a Sefer She'eris Yisrael which has letters from some of the Ziknei Hasidei Breslov that they wrote to different people. Rav Kocha Leizal, that era of Tzadikim. So one of the letters that it has here from Rav Kocha Leizal is, it's written on Rish Chedesh Tammuz, which is Parshas Chukas, at this time, and he writes it to a certain Rabbi Yaakov Zundel Zal, who was one of his Talmidim at that time. And he writes, Rav Tuv, a whole introduction to him. And then he says, Omaid Hoyokeshki Mikfar Lichtov Lecha, I wanted very, very much to write to you previously, Ach Eini Kolkach Bekav Habriya Beitim Halolu Leisata. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling that well now. It was very hard for me to write to you till now. Ach Afal Pikain, but Kfi Sheyedua Me Admur Zal Sherash Chodesh Hu Sherash Hatshuva, as it is known from Rabbeinu Zal, that Rabbeinu Zal emphasized this point that Rosh Chodesh is the mokor of tshuva. That's when Hashem says, Hovi olai kaporo, Bechinas Hovi olai kaporo, Bifrat Chodesh Tammuz, especially the month of Tammuz, Merumas Ma'oid al tshuva, is very, very important for tshuva. Hainu, Kizeh Yodua, it is known, Shebeshivos Rebbe Tammuz, Hoyo Shvira Saluchis, that on Shivas of Tammuz was when the Luchos were broken. Shaydezeh Nishaveh Shikha, Kemaymar Chazal, Ilmol Inishtabra, Luchos Lehoy Shikha, Valzeh Marumas, Zichru, Teiras Moshe, Roshay Tevas Tammuz, Ach Choser Vov, Zeh Machmas Shvira Saluchos, Sheorkon Vov, Rochman Vov. Umachmazeh Nitzrach Lanu Lishmar Ma'oid, Ma'oid Es HaZikaroin. And that's why we have to guard the Zikaroin very, very much. Bechinas Zichru Teiras Moshe. Number one. Vegam Rumos Bozeh Zman Matan Teira, Gam Kein, Rosh Hashanah Tammuz, Kelidei HaZikaroin Dikdusha, Mekablin HaTeira Mechodosh Bechol Yoin Mechodosh. Through this concept of Zikaron Dikdusha, waking up every single morning with this Zikaron of Olam Haba, Zikaron of Almadasi, that concept, through that, the person has his Zman Matan Teira Seinu every single day. She'al ze nemar yoyim asher omadato b'chayrev. Remember Zohar es yoyim. Remember the day that you stood on Har Chayrev and you received the Torah. She'ze men hazchirois. That's one of the sheish zechirois that some people say. Kein yizakenu Hashem yisporach me'ato l'kayim chukas ha-Torah. So too may Hashem help us b'zeche to be mekayim all the chukim of the Torah. U'letaher atzmenu mitumais mes. And to purify yourself, chukas is parshas pora, purifying yourself from touching a dead body. Ulatahir atzmeinu mitumas mes shehu shikha. And to purify ourselves from tumas mes, which is this problem of shikha, forgetting. Bechinas nishkachti kames milev. I was forgotten like a dead person. Shikha is this concept of a corpse. Because it is pasuk nishkachti kames milev. Ulakai mashekosu zochor al tishkach. This pasuk Zohar al Tishkach is written specifically by Amalek, that Zohar, that Machias Amalek, who is the Bechina of Asher Korcha. The main thing about Amalek was that he cooled off the Yidden. Bechinas Krivus, Shemekarer Esodom, Miderach Hayhadus. Amalek cools off a person in religion, Mechamisha Chumshe Torah, Ukiyotze, Mikol Alimudim, he cools off a person in learning Torah and in all types of learning related to Frumkeit. Valze Nemar Zichru Torah Smoshe, and about this is written, remember the Torah of Moshe, Shetzrichen Lechadesh Atzmeinu B'Torah Tfilah, a person has to constantly renew himself, brand new in Torah Tfilah, Ki Poro Mitaheres, because Poro is what purifies a person from shikha. And what is para? What's the main tikkun for shikha? The achshav she'ein lanu para, b'ma metaren atzmeinu. Now that we don't have the para duma, what's the replacement for para duma? Tefila hi bechinas para. Tefila is the concept of para. Uneshama parim sfaseinu. Based on the pasuk uneshama parim sfaseinu. So whatever a person could be zeichet to through the para duma. Picture now going to Hashem in your respite of this and saying, I was zecher to hear that one of the biggest tzaddikim said that tefillah can have an effect on me like par aduma, which means that I could be the most tummy, I know that I'm the most tummy person I could ever be. Out of anybody, I'm the most tummy person. And I know that the Torah says that there exists this item called par aduma, which is a chayik. Nobody understands its power and everything, and it has the power to purify even from tumas mes, avia oisatuma. Let me be zecher through tefillah to become purified from shikha and from all other kinds of tumah. Now note, this ties in beautifully with a Torah that we had in Likutei Moran a long, long time ago, where Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the pasuk mem v'samach shebeluchos benes hayuimnim, that mem and samach in the luchos, the mem and samach in the luchos, were by ness, because they don't have anything to rest on. The luchos were engraved through and through. These two letters have nothing to, the middle piece has nothing to hold on to. Rabbi Nizal said that ness is the bechina of tefillah, lemala min hateva. Daika in the luchos is where we're taught this concept of benes hayoimdim, the side of tefillah, which knocks out shikha. Because mem and samach is the bechina of shikha. If you learn something 100 times, samach mem, you could forget it. If you learn it 101 times, you could remember it. Now these two Torahs come together beautifully. If you look at that Torah now and look at this Torah, based on what Rav Kochel Leizal says here, now the whole thing ties in beautifully.
How was tefillah in that Torah?
Because benes hayuimdim, they were there by miracle. Miracle, Rabbi Nizal says in that Torah, is the bechina of tefillah. Tefillah is bechinas nisim. Lamala min hateva. That's the Torah we just had. Tefillah is bechinas nisim. V'chutz mizeh, sherazal, asher Rabbi Yisrael HaRachel amru, ha'isek v'teras oyla, ki ilu hikrav oyla. If a person learns about korban oyla, it's as though he brought oyla. So we have two ways of bringing karbanos. One is through tefillah, and one is through the bechina of a korban, pora, u'nishama porim svaseinu. Kein b'shavu azu, sh'asru parashas pora, tzrichim shnehem, toyla u'tefillah. That's why now on the Shamas of Por Aduma we have to remember both Torah and Tefillah, and that way we'll be purified the Gashmis of Ruchis. Yedidoi, your close friend, Hechopetz Betaivosai, who wants only your good, the Gashmis, who befrat the Ruchis, Orav Avon Sheravas. Note how these people are like, Yedidoi, these are our closest friends, the Tzadikim. That's, again, there's, you see how this is written in a way in super pshitas, and yet this is very far from kosher, what he's saying here. This concept of the color of the kusha. we accept them as psukim in the Torah. We don't say those on a daily basis. We accept them. Exactly. We don't want to say we're restricting it to this. The Korah Medusha is Zichru Torah Asmashah, the whole Torah, not just these six, remember the whole Torah. Zichru is there's like six Zohars that are written in the Torah that are in the Siddur, has me at the chakras. Some people say that every single day. Rabbi Zohar didn't say it, he didn't say it. That's number one. And now we're going to have an elaboration from the one who understood this Torah best as to what Zikaron we're talking about here. This is a letter in Alma Truth, and just to preface this by saying that Rebbe Zal, Alma Truth is a Sefer that seems very poshut. And Rebbe Zal, if you look at the notes that he made in the Sefer, not notes that he wrote in words, he had a system in some of his Sfarim, the dats and dashes mean things that we don't know anything about. And some people used to tell him, they thought they figured out, this is a result, this is this. He used to laugh, we're full of baloney, because obviously he had kavonis in what he did and what and when. There must have been things that he didn't want people to figure out. But in some of his Sfarim, a system that he used, when he wanted to highlight, like the most important part of an item, so that if he ever wanted to skim through the Sefer at higher speed, he could look at a paragraph and pick out the most important parts, he put a dot next to the beginning, the line which begins the important topic, and a dot here and a dash here as a parenthesis, an open parenthesis and a closed parenthesis of a very important paragraph. In the Alma Truth, almost every letter, he's got 4 or 5 of these. I'm saying you can tell that he learned this Sefer with a magnifying glass, because again, that's how you have to picture Anor Nashik Savis Yadis. To see Likutei Halachos is magnificent, but it's a shir. Alam Latrufa is not a shir, it's a letter, it's a personal letter he was writing to the closest people to him on earth. His son, Rabbi Yitzchok Zal, different people who were the closest ones. Although in some ways it's more poshut than some of the deep things he has in Likutei Halachos, in another way this is much more personalized musar, where he lets it all hang out in a sense. In other words, no holding back. He says certain things much more clear here than in any other Sefer, as you'll see how he talks about this Torah. This was written Yom Aleph Parshas Chukas, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the year Tof Resh Aleph, 4 years Rav Nosson was 61 years old at the time, 4 years before he was Nifter. And this letter, Sholem La'ahuvi Bani, Moreno Rav Yitzchok Sheyichya, he's writing this to his son Rav Yitzchok Zal. Nechtovcha, kibalti ayayim kodim tefila shachris. I got your letter today before shachris with the money that you send. Va'ato tehilo lokel, kvar hispalti betzibur. Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha. Note again, who else writes that kind of word? Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha tedavim betzibur. I was zoicha tedavim shachris betzibur. Va'ayayim rosh chedesh tamuz. Today's rosh chedesh tamuz. Sheirish hachuva. Rosh chedesh is the sheirish of tshuva. Tamuz Rosh Hashanah is Zichru Toras Moshe Zman Matan Torasenu VaHavov Chaseru. The Vav is missing. Ki Nishbru Haluchais SheOrkan Vav Rachman Vav Utzrichen Lizkor Kol Ze Heitev Kamo Yishanu Mizhorin Muzhorin Mizois HaToy Rabbi Atzmai. A person has to remember this very, very well, as we are warned in this. As we are warned in this Torah specifically, Shehu Rosh Hashanah is Tamuz, Shehu Zichru, Ki Kol Dvoreinu Eile Heim Torah Moshe Mamish. Because all these words that I speak to you, this is Rav Nosson Zal talking to his son, all the words that I write to you, and everything I write to you, and everything I talk to you, that is Torah Moshe. That's why it doesn't say Zichru HaTorah, the emphasis is Zichru Torah Moshe. Ki Kol Dvoreinu Eile Heim Torah Moshe Mamish. Because all of our words are the Torah of Moshe specifically. Ki heim kiyum ha-Torah. There's limud ha-Torah and there's kiyum ha-Torah. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the world to teach the Torah. His function was limud ha-Torah. Rabbeinu Zal came to the world to teach kiyum ha-Torah, to teach how to be zeicha, to physically fulfill the Torah. We have to review this again, and again, zechor zechor heitev heitev es kol hatoivois v'hanefloiz she'osa Hashem Yisborach imonu mimois Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Remember all the fabulous things that Hashem did for us from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu miyom matan Torah ad hayom hazeh, from the day of matan Torah till now. As the Torah, as the Chachamim stress this to us so much. As we say in Chaydu every morning, Zichru Nifla'isav Asherosa, that a person is mechuyev to remember every single day the Niflois that Hashem did to him on a personal level in being Mekaravim to the Tzadik Emes, and the Niflois that Hashem has done for Klal Yisrael as a whole, all the different miracles that we've seen. Zochor es yoyim asher amadato lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'chayrev v'asher osa imonu b'chol dor v'dor al-yidei kol ha-tzadikim ho-amitim b'nei aliyah she-b'chol dor, and the miracles that Hashem does for us in every single generation through the tzadikim amitim, the b'nei aliyah, those who are zeicha to go up on a high level in that generation. Ubifrat asher osa imonu b'doyer hazeh, and especially what Hashem did for us in this generation. She'onu we ba'aniyuseinu, in our very, very poor level. Va'avduseinu, and in our level of avodim, with the lowest of the low. V'tachlis tachlis shifluseinu, and we are in the lowest, lowest point of shiflus. Asher yoradnu p'loim b'avaniyuseinu rabim, we have gone down. Vatered Peloim, the Pella, the Keser, the highest oyer, fell down, way, way down to the bottom. Hifli Hashem Yisporach Chazdei Vishuosu Imonu. Hashem has done marvelous type of chesed with us. Lahashmienu Kazois, to teach us this type of Torah, the Torah that Rabbeinu Zal taught us. Lahazkirenu Bechol Pam Es Hashem Aleikenu Veseros Yafesha, to remind us constantly about Hashem, to make us aware of Hashem's presence and His Torah. Ad Shigam Anach Kulanu Eile Toi Hayoim, to the point where even us, we today, not the ones who are Moshe Rabbeinu's students, but even we today living in the 1700s, in the 1800s, Nuchal Lahazkir Atzmeinu B'chol Pam Bigdulas HaBoyre HaYochid HaKadmoy Nisporach Shemoy HaMashgiach B'chol Eisolenu. Even we, Hazlicha, to be aware, to be conscious that there exists a Hashem who is watching us constantly, etc., etc. Hatzeife b'cholim slahetiv achriseinu, who is looking out at all times to do things good for us, for our future, to make our future good. Kasher onu royim b'chol pam, kasher onu royim b'chol pam boitzim shifluseinu, as we see constantly in our low level. Shenimma b'chol pam shekimat kimat efes tikvachas v'shalom. Every once in a while, it seems that things get to a point where there's like no hope anymore. I fall into such a low level where it seems there's no hope. B'bechinas vo'imer ovat nitzchi v'teichalti me'ashem. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that sometimes I get to a point where it seems to me like my whole netzach, my whole elam haba, everything has been lost. I've destroyed it through my avarice and everything. Zeis oshiv elibi. Still, I'm able to console myself. Al kein oichel, and therefore I will be persistent. I'll push. I won't let up. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu ki lo yichol rachmo. This is an Echa, where David HaMelech, where the Navi says that no matter what, I won't let up because I realize that Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, that Hashem's chesed never lets up. I'll always push and try. As we say three times a day, about the miracles, we thank Hashem for the miracles that Hashem does with us every day. And believe me, my son, believe me with emunah shleima, chemnas libi, the beloved one of my heart, shegam olecho olecho nemru kol advarim ha'ela, that these words that David HaMelech wrote, or that the Navi wrote, were written for you also, about you also. Ukvar kosafti lecho harbe, and I've written you a lot about this. Bifrat beigeres hasomoch b'shavua ha'ovor, especially in a letter that I wrote you last week. Shetizoher v'tizoher lahafoich hayogoin v'anochol simcha, that you should be very careful to constantly convert your troubles into simcha, your atzvus into simcha. V'ato noisimli teshuos chein harbe alzeh, and he writes this song that you give me a lot of hischaskus on this topic. Looking at what you're going through gives me tremendous hischaskus on this. V'afal pikein ato kosevli marirus b'chol pam shekoshli lizboyo, and on the other hand, you write to me in your letters bitterness, sometimes the bitterness that you feel about certain things that I can't stand, I can't take it. What Moses all says, loy kachi hamido b'ni yedidi, and this is not the right way, my son yedidi, my beloved one. Because although Lev Nishbor is a very precious thing, but the main thing, more important than Lev Nishbor, a person has to see to it to convert everything to Simcha. Because my son, you still don't understand at all to what extent Hashem's chesed is, how wide, how broad is the gamut of Hashem's chesed and his neflois, the miracles, l'chol echad, for each and every individual person, bifrat ha'eichas in atzmon, especially to those who are latched on, b'kishrei chavle avoisos, with strong ropes, b'kishrei chavle avoisos avo, with strong ropes of love, b'hatzadik ha'kodosh emes, to the tzadik emes, Hamamshich b'chol yoyim u'b'chol eis chasodim chadoshim b'chol pam, who draws new chesed to the world each and every single day of his existence. That's the function of a tzaddik emes, that he draws new chasodim into the world every single day. For Tehillah L'Kel, and thank Hashem, gam ato echod mehem, you're also one of them, in ho'ichsim boi be'emes lo netzach be'kesher amitz dechozov ba'ith alonim, you're also going to be one of those who latches on to the tzaddik emes eternally and will not let go forever. V'ato yesh lecho rak l'rakeid, and you have only to dance l'dalig al ahorim, and to jump on the mountains, to spring on the mountains, mitoich roiv simcha, for the tremendous simcha, shezachiso lehimonois im ho'ichas im boi bezras Hashem Yisborach, for the fact that you are zeicha to be counted among those who are zeicha to be hooked up to the tzadik emes. V'tishma mochor im yitz Hashem mipi Rab Nachman v'Rab David, neirom yairu, and tomorrow, mitz Hashem, you'll hear from Rab Nachman and Rab David, two of Rab Nosson Zal's Talmidim, ma shedibarti al posuk soid Hashem li reyov, what I spoke recently in a shir about the posuk soid Hashem li reyov, that it's the Yiri Hashem, the tzadikim, who get to know the soid, the secret chasodim of Hashem, the plois, the chesed that comes from keser, the whitest whiteness that exists above. Vaideze einai tome del Hashem ki hu yaitzi mireshes ragloi. He's dashing on the pasuk de Antillim that through this concept of Seid Hashem Yireh, by my understanding that it's only the tzaddikim who fully understand the chesed of Hashem, that's what I use to pull myself tome einai tome del Hashem. I persist in coming back to Hashem, trying and trying, because I believe that in the end Hashem will help me. Hashem loves me and is going to look out for my good. Rak chazak ve'ematz ma'oid ma'oid l'sameach nafshecho b'chol ma shetuchal. Strengthen yourself tremendously to be happy with whatever you can. V'la'afoich kol ha'yogan v'anocho v'chol minei morosh choyro v'atzbus v'daigois la'afoich ha'koy l'simcho. Ki af al pikein ani yodeya she'tamuz roshei tevoi zichru teras moshe. Because after all the troubles and everything, we remember that Tamuz is the first letter zichru teras moshe. Ukufi ma'at ma'at hashir shebelibi mizeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says, according to the tiny, tiny bit that I understand about this topic, tzrichim leimar gam al dibur hakodesh hazeh, a person has to say, just for this Torah from Rabbeinu Zal, this Torah zichru teras moshe, a person has to say, el molei le'asim al alma helal mishma do daya, that if I came to the world only to hear this paragraph in Rabbeinu Zal Sefer, it would have been worth being born and everything just to hear this Torah from Rabbeinu Zal. El molei, right, ki hu naigea letikin chet egel, lesakin pigam shviras luchois, shehemshichu shikho boilam, because this is the whole concept of the tikkun of the Egel Azov. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, he saw the Jews worshipping the Egel, so what did he do? He broke the Luchos. It means that the breakage of the Luchos was supposed to be a tikkun for the Pigam HaEgel. How? What? Breaking the Luchos seems like a bad item, yet Hashem said, Yofe koichacho sheshibarto, you did a very good thing in breaking. How? How is the breaking of the Luchos any good? Rav Nosson Zal says that the breaking of the Luchos, the Pigam of the Egel Hazov, Shehem Shichu Shikha Ba'ilam, through that Shikha came into the world, Shemishom Kol Hatzorois, Beguf Nefesh V'Momoin, Shesoivlim Begolus Hamar Horach Hazeh. All the suffering that a person has in this world is because of Shikha. V'Ikar Hu Tzoros HaNefesh, Befrat Kemo Shiyadeh Kol Echad B'Nafshin Nigei Levavayim Achayvav. As each one knows the tzoros that he goes through, Baruchnius. Avoloi dovareku asher hifli chazim on alohirin in the Bechidu Shetarosi HaKadosh, Shebekulam heralon of Rimas Mono, Hetev Hetev, Shadayim loich ozav chazim eimono. But still, how lucky we are that Rabbi Nizal taught us so many Torahs, and the main emphasis in this Torah is to teach us that Hashem's chesed never lets up from us. V'adayin Hashem yisporach imi ve'imcho b'pratiyus, and Hashem is still with me and with you, specifically, v'im kulonu, and with all of us. Ki gilolonu Torahs chesed sh'lo nishma me'olam, because Rabbi Nizal revealed to us a Torah's chesed, which was never heard before. Shekol dibur yochai lahachis gam yischol v'gam kol agruim b'yosod. Every word of Rabbeinu Zal's Torah has the power to be mechaye you and even those who are worse than you. Imloy yisnagdu neged hamamshich aleihem chasodim chadoshim koila. Except unless a person chas v'shalom objects. To the efforts of this person who is being mamshech these chasadim on him, which means the tzaddik emes, unless the person is a misnage to the tzaddik emes chas v'shalom. V'soif kol soif yoshia lohem gamkein, and in the end, the tzaddik is going to be the one to help even those. Avol kamo v'kamo heim rechoikim me hagoyim elimohem toivois. But woe is to them that now they are so distant from the one who gives them all the toiv. Umatoiv chalkeinu, and how lucky we are, she'inon umisnagdim cholilo al baal toivo kaze, how lucky we are that we're not misnagdim against this master of good, this one who only wants to do good for the world. It's not again as baal chesed kaze, asher mosar nafshoi b'choleis b'shvileinu. Rabbeinu Zal was meiser nefesh for us. Upo'al, and he accomplished the gomar, and he completed. He was zeched to complete. Va'adayin yaschil v'yigmur, and Rabbeinu Zal will continue to start projects and to complete them, meaning to start being misakim people brand new and to complete their tikkun. Ki lo yishkoi to'ish, as the Navi says that this tzaddik emes never rests, he's constantly working to help people. Yeser nizeh yefshu l'harech b'kama tamin, and more than this, I cannot elaborate. v'asher kosavtoli mitzarecho me'inyan mechutonai, and this that you wrote me about your suffering, about your son's mechuton, Rav Moshe Zal's son, it seems, his son, Rav Moshe Zal's grandchild, was getting engaged at the time, was something about the mechuton, the father-in-law of Rav Moshe Zal's grandson. And especially the stupid thing that you did without asking me, it's true that you did a stupid thing with this. Now note, starting from this topic that I just started, this is the only place in this paragraph where Rebbe Zal has a dot and a dash. In other words, the next 3-4 lines Rebbe Zal highlighted as being the most significant part of this paragraph. Especially this that you did without asking me, certainly you did a stupid thing in this. But more than the suffering that you're getting out of the realization that you realize you did a stupid thing, more than is necessary, and you're using this to draw upon yourself depression and worries more than you're supposed to, because I certainly forgive you completely for whatever, for the stupid thing that you did. And what happened, and certainly after what was done, so you have to believe that everything was from Hashem. Because even this that people speak, it seems obviously that Rav Moshe Zal's son did something to break a shidduch for his son, for Rav Moshe Zal's grandson, by messing up something with the prospective father-in-law. So Rav Moshe Zal writes here, because we know that even speaking to a girl is a bechina shidduch. Well, for all you know, the shidduch, in other words, although, and it seems Rav Moshe Zal got super mad that he did this, he did it without asking him, that he broke it off, and he must have made a mistake. But Rav Moshe Zal says that still we know that even talking is a bechina shidduch, va'isa reisham, and it does something. And for the future, ani v'ato nismoich al Hashem, you and I will depend on Hashem. Shebavada yanchenu b'tzidkosoi b'derech hayoshor k'ritzonei yisporach. Hashem will certainly lead us on the derech hayoshor to be the way He wants us to be. V'cholila lecho milachshoiv oid alze klal. And it is forbidden for you to think about this anymore at all whatsoever. Rak Allah habo tismoich al Hashem yisporach. For the future, you should only depend on Hashem. Goel al Hashem ma'asecho v'yikoinu machshevaisecho. Place upon Hashem your deeds, and Hashem will lead your thoughts. Hashem will help you bizech to think the right way. V'tistakel al chesed shel Hashem yisporach, and look at the chesed of Hashem sheziko oischo beven nochoinu maskil. Tehi lo lakel, that Hashem was mezaki with a child who's smart, who's intelligent. Tehila Lokel, blessed is Hashem. Vahalei roiv tzarecho humea toivo. Lashir Hashem Yisborach onancho beven nochi bezer Hashem Yisborach. And about, in other words, what are you so angry about and hurt about now? About the fact that you're zecher to have such a good son and you're concerned about him so much. Be thankful. Why don't you stop to think how thankful you should be for the fact that you have a good son? V'gam tehila Lokel, ezer lecho Hashem Yisborach, lohitzi olav ha-hechrochiyiz, gam betzorchei gashmiyiz, bezer Hashem Yisborach. And how thankful you have to be that Hashem helps you to provide for him and whatever you need, and parnosa, etc., etc. V'alkein ato mitzta'er al shenis tasharta imoi. And now you're suffering about the fact that you made some kind of kesher, v'chulu, he doesn't go into detail. Halei toiv toiv lehistakel ala toivoi sanal. The main, how good it would be to look at the good, v'lesmoyach bechazda, and to be happy about the chesed of Hashem. V'Hashem yisporach yazer lecho, v'yitin lecho etzayis toivois lesnagimoy koroi. And may Hashem help you and give you good advice to know how to deal with him the right way. Ki bevadai ma shehischalto ato ledaber imoy mizeh, huroi v'nochoin kasher dibati imcho. Because certainly this that you started talking to your son about this item, whatever it is certainly very, very good, as I've spoken to you. Aval afal pikein, but still, yefshir lidchoikis ashor, you can't push, you can't try to do something fast. V'lakoil eis uzman, and everything has its right time. v'chulu, etc. Hayoshev u'mezaveg zivugim, the one who sits and works in being mezave zivugim, yancha oischa b'derech o'emes, should lead you on the derech o'emes, kiritzlini ha'toiv, the way Hashem wants, kiritzlini ha'toiv yisborach, period. Yesamize ein p'nai l'harech, more than this, I can't speak. Ubevadai tovin dvorim harbe mitoich dvorai. And here's the punchline. And certainly there's chachma and there's bina. Bina means you hear something and you figure out what you're supposed to figure out from this. Figure out how to apply this in all the different situations that you're going to run into. Rak chazak ve'ematz l'kayim kol dvoreinu lachtoif b'chol yoyim teiro tefilo maisim tovim v'losuach b'enoi levein koinoi, and to speak to Hashem ve'al kulam lehizchazek ma'oid l'sameach nafshecha onogila v'nismach b'shuasai divrei avicha nosam mi'breslam. In other words, what he's stressing here is this punchline, this word zikoin niktusha. The main thing it applies to is the fact that each and every person goes through aliyas and yiridos. And Yerida means begashmias baruchnias. Yerida means a lack of parnosa. Not having the money that you need for an apartment is a concept of a Yerida. It's a bechina of a down. Down doesn't mean necessarily a period. It means a state. In this specific item, I am in bechinas Yerida. When I accomplish it, I enter into Ali in this item. Yerida means anything that a person is missing. A zivug, children, anything. In that prat, he's in a bechina of Yerida. What's Zikorei Nikdusha? There are two things to think about. There's the problem, and there's all the infinite toiv that Hashem has done for you in all other items, besides this item, and even within this item, Batzor Hirchavtali, this was Rabbeinu Zalzeitzer, that within any suffering, you're worried about your son's chiddush and everything, what about the fact that you have a son, and he's religious, and this and that? Stop to think about that, and to think only about the toiv. Always the zikorei nekdusha should only be about the toiv, not to let this atzvus crawl in, this marishchara that crawls in with 50 billion different things. Always to only think zichru tairas maisha. Think about the fact that you are from those few who were zeicher to tairas maisha, to become a kusher to the tzaddik emes. He's the one who really teaches tairas maisha specifically. And with that, you'll be able to be machnia the shikha. In other words, the shikha tries to make you forget the aliyah, the seven bad years and the seven good years in the story of the Yosef HaTzadik. And what was the main emphasis there that Yosef HaTzadik said? That when the seven bad years come, they're going to forget that there ever was seven good years. That's the problem. The problem isn't the famine. Famine you could handle. When a person's in a state of Yerida, he could handle it if he could only remember. In other words, at this for this day or two, I can't do mitzvah. It's why I'm in a super, super state of Yerida. But if I could just remember how good it was when I was in a state of Aliyah, or how good it is, the other chassadim that Hashem does for me, that would be enough to slowly, slowly extract myself from this pit and climb out into Atzilus, climb into a state of Aliyah. That's the emphasis here. Whenever Rabbi Elazar mentions this word zikaroin, it means zikaroin levdusha, to think about the tachlis, that you're going to have to pass away, this and this, and, you know, all of that. But here, Rabbi Elazar is emphasizing a different punchline, this concept of zikaroin, to remember the toiv, remember the fact that you're mekusha to the tzaddik emes, remember all the toiv that Hashem does for you, that the tzaddik does for you. And with that, you'll be able to counter any kind of chayshech, any kind of shikha.
But was Rabbi Zalman only emphasizing that? Was he emphasizing
the fact that Rabbi Zalman makes note to the fact that he yelled, in other words, that he reprimanded his son, that he did something without asking him. He should have asked before he did it, number one, that was a mistake, and he calls him and he tells him you did a stupid thing. But at the same time, once it's done, you shift gears instantly. La Havdol. In a karate class, you're told you make a punch, you make an attack, it doesn't work, don't be a baby, that's not what you're being taught. You're being taught attack, the second that first attack, follow up. You made a mistake, don't fall into that pit. That pit is a much bigger sin. Any avera that you could have done, any pigam, any mistake that you could have done, the atzvus that follows it, you're going to get much more patch for that than for the avera. Therefore, shift gears instantly and start again. What you can't correct, forget it. It's finished. It's the past. You live for the present. Ani hayayim iladatecha. Today, start new. Today, from now on, I'll ask. Notice to be careful. A lot of times when that happens, a person does something wrong and he gets smashed. When you're given a techocha and you're told you're an idiot, you have to accept that bi'avor, and not laugh at baloney. You got to be super serious when you hear that, and you have to accept bush. In other words, you have to feel bush. Not that you're such a big tzaddik. Well, Aman said, no, as a person commits a sin, he says, but I'm in simcha the next second, boom, that's an idiot. That's an irreligious person. In other words, you can't make light of a sin. You can't say that because Rabbi Ezal is saying simcha, so I won't think about it for a second. Baloney. You have to cry, you have to eat your heart out. And if a Rebbe ever, if Rebbe Zal ever told somebody that he did something wrong, that person should have felt sick and cried for 50 years. But, not cry that let yourself in thoughts, was cry as, in other words, apologize, b'chol lev u'nefesh, and really mean it, that you're super, super sorry for what you did wrong, and then instantly shift into a mode of asay ta'if. Start again, no, not that extra, that stretching it out, which is purely from the sotah, trying to stretch an issue, any kind of yirida, if he can get another few minutes of sin out of you, another few minutes of atzlus, he knows that that's fabulous. That's the biggest accomplishment, not to allow for that.
To resist and get yourself intimidated, there's no reason.
That's the word, intimidated. Look, that's the point that's being stressed here. You attacked and it didn't work. Some people, that's like such a chiddush to them, that's how he loses the fight. He attacks, it doesn't work, and he pauses, and the other guy tears them apart. You attack, it didn't work, just go back again. Maybe the second one will hit. Maybe the third part. If you have enough different things to attack with, you have a spiritus, you have Tehillim, you have to, you fall into a Yerida that you can't learn your Gemara, don't stop learning. Find another sefer that you can learn for that minute. Torah isn't working for that minute, Tefillah. Tefillah isn't working, go to the mikveh again. You went to the mikveh in the morning, you're in such a low state that you can't daven, you can't learn. Find a mitzvah to do. You should have enough things available. Find something to pull yourself out. Don't let yourself sit in that state of horribleness. That state of atzmos, no matter what. No matter what you did wrong. Here he went against the tzaddik emes. Who was the tzaddik emes then? It was the reish bias. This person did a stupid thing. Why didn't you ask? You did something, you made a mess. Even there, don't you dare let that be an excuse for that atzmos afterwards, because you're not going to get away with it. You're not going to say, well, I was so religious that I made a mistake that it bothered me so much that for 3 days I was an atzmos, and those 3 days I only read the baloney. That's not what you were taught.